The following show is intended for a mature audience. You've been warned.
It's time for the Jethel
Terror
Silverwing
Shocktober
Show.
The Genetic Rotunga!
Everybody, everybody!
Take it down now!
Just stand up!
Don't be shy!
People, people, people!
Get up, get up, get up!
Everybody, everybody!
Get down now!
Just stand up!
Don't be shy!
Keep up, keep up, keep up!
Get up, get up, get up!
Everybody, everybody!
Justify!
Everyone, this is the Jethel Horror Silver Ring Shocktober Show. It is the 23rd of October, 2012. I am your host, Jethel, the Demon of Kithagor, Silverwing. With me as always, the chill down my spine, the haunting heroine, the ghostly goblin killer, the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, and a blood-splattered tarp in the living room, Elgin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem and you're playing EverQuest 2, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR. That's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. This night, we are also being joined, I understand, by quite a bit of the... Well, a few of the Devil's Carnival folks, not the cast, but the fans. And if you'd like to join in the mayhem again, I am watching the Devil's Carnival group in Facebook. Also, if you're not following Jethel on Twitter, you might want to do so. Later on in the show, we will be giving away the brand new DVD of the Devil's Carnival. But we're doing it on Twitter. Twitter. Of course, if we got enough participation and stuff, we still do have the DVD of the movie Halloween. We can always give that away during the show as well, in-game. All right. How are we doing today, Oakland?
Very good.
Oh, my God. You're saying very good?
Well, yeah. I'm sitting in the spider, which is open, and they're wondering where you're at.
The NC Wincy Spider. Well, yeah, I'm trying to not lag very much, so I'm just sitting in I'm sitting in my house zone right now, facing the floor. But yes, the NC Wincy Spider is open in EverQuest 2. That is at 4 Bale Court, Southern Kinos, under the Spider.
Yep, the drinks are cool, the food is hot.
So are the women.
The company is excellent.
Excellent.
A little Rotunga's in here.
Well, of course.
But that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with little Rotunga. Did you hear something?
I don't know.
Thought I heard something there. Okay.
I don't know. Well, anyway. Talking about the spider.
Talking about the Insy Wincy Spider. People are gathering. People are having a good time. Having drinks. Serest is there, I'm sure. Is he not?
Oh, yeah. He was asking about you. And Peg Leg, who does not like to be called Peg... But Jack. I called him Peg, and he says, "Nobody calls me Peg."
Pigling, oh,
Jack. Okay. He's serving drinks.
All right.
I love the decor in here. I got to make me some of these skulls. Those are so cool.
Serest is everywhere. He like participates in every RP tavern in EverQuest.
Serest is RP extraordinaire.
I think when Serest leaves the game, RP's done. That's it.
He is one, definitely one, out of, you know, who is a very RP-supportive person.
Yes, he is indeed.
Just kill that girl.
All right, so...
You know, so is Pegleg, but I can't call him Pegleg. I have to call him Jack. So.
Jack.
Okay.
Jack. All right, so it is our annual Halloween show. Now, the reason we're doing it this week and not next week, normally I try to get it as close to Halloween as possible. Well, we are giving away the Halloween DVD, we are giving away the Devil's Carnival DVD, and I want people to get them for Halloween, if all possible. And this would be the latest we can do it without being, without being too late. There's still a chance of getting it for Halloween if we do the show now. So that's why we're doing the show early. So there we go. So we're going to talk about Halloween. We're going to talk about horror movies. We're going to talk about stuff that we've seen at the Spirit Halloween show. I don't know if Spirit's a nationwide thing, but neat stuff in the Spirit Halloween store. And we're going to talk about things. We're going to talk about the newly released Devil's Carnival. Of course, everyone remembers that we've been plugging the hell out of the Devil's Carnival for the last 6 months or so. And we're going to be talking about it tonight. But first, the notes. I have notes. Isn't that scary?
That is scary.
All right, let me see what we got here. Show notes. There we go. Let's see. I did announce that the NC Wincy Spider is open for Bale Court, Southern Kinos, under the Spider.
I got cookies.
You do? Oh, they do. They do. Okay, I was going to say.
Nice,
I don't have any. I was going to say, I don't have any cookies
frosted,
up here.
Night of the Dead frosted cookies, and I'm nibbling them. They got little ghosts and pumpkins, and they got little cookies with bats on it. I took a little ghost cookie. You know why?
Why?
Well, because no which way you nibble on it, you can still make it look like a ghost.
True.
Once you eat a pumpkin cookie, it looks like a pumpkin cookie with a bite out of it. With a ghost, you just start nibbling on it, and it's still... You could just say it's still a ghost. See?
I can't argue with that.
Okay.
Our background music this week, of course... I don't even know what the heck it's called, but it's from Dead Like Me, which is now playing on Chiller, by the way.
That was a good show.
I liked it. I just didn't like the way it ended. Okay, so again, if you want a chance to win a copy of that Devil's Carnival DVD, you have to follow Jethel on Twitter. So do it now, while there's still time.
Join him on... Follow him on Twitter.
Just do it. I tweet the weirdest stuff.
Oh, God.
Because
but
I'm
How do they follow you on Twitter if they've never followed you on Twitter before?
Go to twitter.com/Jethel.
Jethel.
J-E-T-H-A-L.
Okay.
Jethel. Or you can go to kithacore.org/social. You can get it right there, too. All right, so let's go ahead and get birthdays out of the way before we start talking about dark and weird things. Okay, this is the birthday list from my Facebook account. Let's see here. I don't even know if I can pronounce this. Cassiopeia Star Spinner. I'm assuming that's not a real name. But hey, what the hell do I know? Let's see. Patrick Cohen. Birthday this week. Amanda Zerlot. Zerlot. Not to be confused with Merlot from... True Blood. My nephew, Nate LeClaire. He's a military man, you know.
There was some other birthdays I'd kind of like to add in.
Hold on, I'm not done with my list yet, then you can add
yours.
Okay,
fine.
Beverly Tingsted. And Tita Mater. Mater or Mater, something like that. Birthday this week, and you go right ahead.
Well, there's some people from Aura I'd like to say happy birthday to.
Uh-huh.
We've missed them. On the 5th was Spirit Rain's birthday. On the 11th was Raven Star, better known as Maisie. Mm-hmm. Silent Shot had a birthday on the 19th. And Jane Can had a birthday on the 21st.
All right.
So that's Aura birthdays for you. Yeah, all these right. People count too.
Of course they do. And for you fine birthday people... Here come the ever-popular and very scary birthday trolls! right, so happy birthday to you fine people. Lived another year. No, matter of fact, I think we ought to check. Abe Vigoda. What's up with old Abe here? Abe Vigoda, according to AbeVigoda.com, Abe is alive. How old is that dude? God.
Dirt. Older than dirt.
Wikipedia.com, Abe Vigoda. That dude is old. Let's see here. Abe Vigoda, of course, the oldest living comedian. He is 91 and still alive. Congratulations, Abe Vigoda, living yet another year. What is his birthday? February. All right. There we go. Now, just to get it out of the way so we can talk about horror stuff, you've been in beta.
Yes!
Tell us about beta.
Well, my first impressions...
The Chains of Eternity, is that what it's called?
Yes. My first impressions... I love the artwork so far. It is excellently done. The color schemes, the way things... everything fits together so beautifully that it's just really nice to stand around. Look, I found this really cool waterfall over where the ogres now live. Where the ogres used to live, remember? In Nora and EverQuest 1?
Agog.
Yeah, Agog. I could never say that. Agog. I found Agog. And there was this pool with a waterfall and it was just gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And, one of the first things I noticed when I landed in beta is my health was like, what?
Hmm?
I mean, going into beta damn near kills you.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Oh, probably because the gear and shit like that is so high or something.
I don't know.
And you no longer have your buffs.
When I landed there, my health bar was in the red. And then, I guess they're taking the beta down and putting it back up. We're taking it. And it wasn't really stable when I went in. Ended up bouncing in and out about 5 or 6 times. I'd be standing there. I was like, poof, selection screen. Go back in. Soup, selection screen.
Well,
and I figured
good.
The next time I come in, I'm going to die when I land. You know, it's just. And I wasn't the only one. I don't know. So be careful if you go into beta, you may die. if you're looking for the beta buffers, they're all in the newbie zones, the starting zones, like Greater Faedark and Iceclad. I don't think there's one over in Dark Light, but there is one in the Faedark. So, and New Hallis, or whatever they call it now. Iceclad. So if you're starting a new character from scratch, you can go get one of those. But, yeah, so far, you know, I've tried some of the mobs, first little quest that you get there, and had no problem. But you got to remember, my gear is a little bit better than yours, so you'd have to have your Merc with you, but maybe not. My gear is not 190. I have some that is 132, 150, whatever, and some 170. So
you're saying I suck?
No, I'm saying I'm not uber. Oh. I'm not hardcore rated, you know, equipped, but I do have some raid gear on. And you've never finished the Sky Shrine armor quests and faction quests to get that type of armor. So you might be, if you're running around with just Withering Land gear, you may want your Merc with you. If you have your Sky Shrine faction gear, you'll find out, you probably have it pretty easy. And anything above that, it's pretty good. I tried a solo instance. They're duo. You could take two people in a solo instance. And I got about halfway through before I decided to pull the Merc up because I died once.
Ooh.
And it was just because I had bad targeting. I targeted something else that was weird. And died. There's three of them. And then I pulled the Merc up, and then I didn't need them, really. You know. So I'm just waiting to get back in to explore some more in beta and and see what's what.
Alright.
But yeah, the graphics are wonderful. The areas are really great. The textures and stuff are lovely eye candy. I'm looking forward to exploring more. So well, there.
But what everyone wants to know is, how will Jethel's ass look in the new armor?
Probably as good as his ass in the old armor.
Awesome. All right. Chicks dig that.
Suress. So if we've done underdep heroic gear, we should be okay. Yeah. If you've, like I said, if you've got the faction gear from Sky Shrine, from doing Dozakor over and over and getting into Dozakor heads, you should have no problem. If you're under that a little bit, then I still think you'll be okay. You may have to have your merc with you all the time, though, or at least a buddy or two.
Yeah, Hulk Split is saying that the mobs don't hit quite as hard. They probably got enough complaints from when Velios came out, and everyone was getting their asses handed to them real fast. So, well, but let's just hope it's not too easy. You know what I mean? I mean, there is a fine line to walk there between, holy crap, I don't want to do this anymore, and... okay, well, I've maxed out all my stuff, and I've only been playing for 15 minutes. Yeah, because, you know, I don't find too easy enjoyable. I really don't.
And the mobs blend in with the backgrounds and stuff. I mean, they fit in. They camouflage well.
Ooh.
So you got to keep your eye out. I got jumped by the. I was looking at the waterfall, enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know is I had an ogre on me and some other little critters that were hidden in the bushes that I did not see that I should have. Yeah, I had the merc up at that time.
Oh, boy.
Okay, but,
Serest would like to know if you've had a chance to look into the crafting updates.
I have not. Okay. I went through the AA line on the trees and, used what I could at that point.
All right.
But I haven't done any crafting yet. I have done some harvesting, and I'm not seeing any difference in the harvesting rare rate. I've got the harvesting goblin that's supposed to harvest rare, so next time I'm in, I'll see if he's brought me back anything yet. Awesome. Only got a few, you only get 7 points to play with in the higher tier. There's two tiers to the crafting. I mean, crafting is all split out. So normally, on the AA line right now, you've got a trade skill tab which pulls from your AA pool. Well, that's separate. You have 40 points to spend in there that is totally different from your other stuff.
Hmm.
And then they have another trade skill thing that's higher up. Right now, the AA window is a little different. They have it broke into categories, and once you go into that category, you have tabs at the top. So, look at the top when you go into those categories, because you have different tabs to deal with.
All right.
Crafters have their own AA pool. They do. Like I said, I was only had 7 points to play with in the higher trade skill part, so I only got a couple things. Like I said, I'm trying out the goblin that's supposed to go harvest rares for you to see how that works. I haven't delved into the harvesting stuff yet, the trade skill stuff yet. I'm still wandering around looking at all the artwork going, wow, that'd be cool if that was a craftable item. So we will see. But, yeah, so my final words is when you log into beta, be careful, don't die. I still don't know why I ended up on the Freeport docks. I'm a Kino citizen, I ended up on the Freeport docks.
Well, that's not a good thing.
No.
I don't know. It's oh, you know what? The last time you were on the beta server, you were probably on the Freeport side.
When you say copy yourself to beta,
uh-huh.
It removes any previous beta versions of yourself. It's supposed to be.
All right. Okay. Well, that was just a thought.
And to speed up the process of patching beta,
uh-huh.
There's stuff on the forum on how to do it to speed it up. Take a copy of your EverQuest now and copy it into a folder. Hang on, damn it! Come on, computer.
It's your EverQuest 2 folder slash test or something like that, isn't it?
Well, I was going to get the exact wording.
EverQuest tattoo / go fuck yourself.
No. Run.
EverQuest tattoo. EverQuest 2/ lick me.
No, it's on, inside the EQ2 folder. And it'd be capital B, beta, capital S, server, all one word. So basically what you want to do is take all your EverQuest 2 files and copy it into that folder. Things you can get rid of is like, you know, any of your saved screenshots and logs and other crap like that, because it's into the, once you get it all copied into the beta server, you can clean it up a little bit. It'll be fine. And then when you run the patcher, you'll only have maybe 600 megs to patch instead of 14,000 megs to patch or something like that.
Right.
So that was a little it speeded up the process.
Oh, come on. I love downloading 16 gigs.
So anyway, once you get patched and you jump in, like I said, be ready for unstable stuff, because they're pulling it up and pulling it down and putting it back up and stuff, and try not to die. And then the way you get there is get yourself over to the Wizard Spire in the Feerot, and you'll learn how to get to the Ether Mirror from there. So yeah, some interesting creatures out there too.
Fan frigging tastic.
Oh, and you'll spend quite a long time resetting your AA lines.
Oh god.
Oh yeah, they reset them all except your character traits. So
well, yeah, because there's new stuff.
EQwire.com is your friend, because you can look up your AA line currently and reset it up to. See, which one did they redo on us? Prestige. They have a new Prestige line for everybody.
Prestige.
I won't go into telling you what's in it. It'll come out.
Go to EQ2 Wire and look for yourself.
Oh, there you go. 666.
I keep hearing something.
I do too. What was that?
It sounded
like
sure.
Thunder.
I don't know. All right. Okay,
so I'm going to try and not do the quest that much. I just want to go test the metal of the mobs and go explore and see the pretty stuff.
Right. Pretty, pretty stuff.
I want to go see the boat. There's a boat that you could go on to fight. Can't wait to see that one. And from what I understand, and this was listening to the fanfare video that they took during the panel, you can go from the beginning to the end of this entire content storyline arc without having to group.
Awesome. As a solo player, I approve.
Well, you know how you got the storyline started in the ice-clad ocean with the off-mirror, and then it kind of came to an end? You know, you couldn't really... You had to go to the Tower of Frozen Shadow
right,
for the
right.
rest of the storyline, and you sort of skirted around that, went to the dwarves, and ran into another problem, skirted around... Well, there isn't any more of that.
Awesome. I like it.
But there is going to be group and raid content, so you can tackle the stuff at whatever, you know, you want to do. So it'll be good. All right, back to your notes. How's that?
And back to you! Thank you, Elwin. Tonight, the weather will be cold and possibly dark. But dark is not weather. All right. Alrighty, so now, let's get talking about horror and stuff like that.
Okay.
We have seen, or I have seen, so many horror movies this year, it would take a 24-hour show to try to go through them all. So, let's just talk about the good and the bad. What do you
and
say?
And the ugly?
Well, they're all ugly, they're horror, hon.
Oh. Well, yeah.
If it was pretty, it'd be fantasy. Okay, let's talk about some of the good stuff that's come out this year. Mother's Day. Mother's Day 2012, the remake, was remade by Darren Bousman. By the way, he's calling himself Darren Bousman now. I think he's dropped the link. Or at least that's what he's done in the last few YouTube videos he's put out. He's just introduced himself as Darren Bousman. Okay, so Mother's Day, I liked it. We got that a couple of months ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
Got that a couple of months ago on Netflix, I believe. I thought it was wonderfully creepy, and the mother in that movie really needed to die in a really bad way. And
mother?
I suggest everyone go out and get it. It was just awesome. I enjoyed it. Mother's Day. Darren Lynn Bousman, 2012. It's on Netflix. Get it.
You will get it or else. Mother will get you.
Okay. One of the surprise likes this year had to have been Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
It looked just like every horror movie you've ever seen, with a few twists and turns. It looked like everything you've ever seen. And there was a reason for that. Because this movie tries to explain, and I'm not going to go into, you know, great detail, because I want you people to see the movies. It tries to explain why all the old horror slasher films look the same. It's the same formula over and over again. And according to this movie, there's a reason why. And I want you to go out, rent the movie,
and
buy
it.
Whatever,
it was good.
Watch it and find out why all those horror movies look exactly the same. And I don't think you'll be disappointed. I liked it. All right, let's see here. Cabin in the Woods. Okay, another one that I didn't think I was going to like, but you insisted, and I ended up liking it.
Which?
Dark Shadows.
Oh, yeah.
What, not exactly a horror movie. It's about as much of a horror movie as The Addams Family was. Dark comedy. But not so much of a comedy. Dark Shadows I thought was good. Johnny Depp, of course, playing weird, creepy guy. What else does he play? Well, what else does he play? He's kind of typecast here, hon. When was the last time you saw Johnny Depp not playing weird, creepy guy? Can you think of anything in the last 20 years that he's played not a weird, creepy guy? I mean, even in Ed Wood, he's weird, creepy guy. To a certain extent. Anyone on the channel have any... No, guess not. No one's giving me any...
He didn't play a weird, creepy guy in Sleepy Hollow.
Ichabod Crane was still... It was still a weird, creepy movie.
Well, yeah, but he didn't play the creepy guy. But... Would you believe I actually watched Sleepy Hollow and did not realize that was Johnny Depp the first time I watched it?
What?
Huh.
How could you not know that was Johnny Depp?
I didn't pay attention.
Because he had an English accent?
No, I don't know. It wasn't until I read the credits that I went, oh my god, that was Johnny Depp?
And I'm watching Sleepy Hollow, and thinking to myself, this could have been an episode of Sherlock.
Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, Sherlock, the BBC series that we mm-hmm. like so much. I think this could have been an episode of Sherlock. The way he played Ichabod Crane, and by the way, Ichabod Crane in the Sleepy Hollow movie is not a teacher. In the original story, he was a teacher.
Well, in the original story, it was ugly.
He was ugly, lanky, and gets killed.
Yes.
But in this one, he is a detective from New York City going to Sleepy Hollow to investigate murder most foul. Benny and June, he was still weird and creepy. Sorry. Weird and creepy. Alright. What else I got on my list here?
I don't know.
Well, why not? I've shared it with you.
I'm not looking at it.
Oh, well, fine. Be that way. Let's see. The Woman in Black. Shit, what is that guy's name?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe in his first film since the Harry Potter series ended. I liked it. A lot of people had trouble with it because they're like, oh, it's Harry Potter. No, come on, guys.
Well, that's because they're going in there expecting to see Harry Potter. They're not going in there and putting the Harry Potter series completely out of their mind and just accepting the movie the way it is.
And that has been the end of so many child actors' careers when the audience cannot get over the role that made them famous.
Well, I think he'll be fine. I think he did good I think he did excellent.
Oh, I think so too. I think the major problem I had with him in this movie was that he looked so young. He's a young looking guy. He's in his, what, late 20s?
Early 20s.
Early 20s, you sure? I thought it was late 20s. Let me see here. Going back to Wikipedia, Daniel.
Well, the thing is, this was set in the Victorian era where, you know, most people were married with kids by the time they were 18.
Oh, he's 23. Okay, you're right.
So, for him to be married and have a small child
in the Victorian era, yes,
was perfectly acceptable. That's what, you know.
Back in those days, if you were a girl and you were 13 and unmarried, you were unmarriable. What do you mean you're 14 and not married? What the hell's wrong with you? That was the Victorian era, people. Michael Jackson, take notice. Oh, that's right, he's dead. All right. So, The Woman in Black. I liked it.
Get it.
All right, what else I got here? Woman in Black. See, I did a search for horror movies that were made in 2012. All right, let's see. Woman in Black. The Possession. Just left a theater not too long ago. It was okay. The Possession, it was all right. There was nothing new brought to the table here. I think the most interesting part of this was they put a Jewish twist on it, where the demon that was possessing the little girl and stuff like that was actually a demon from Jewish mythology.
And that was one I did not go see.
No, I did that on my own because I didn't think I was going to like it. And I'm like, I get tired of dragging you to movies you don't like.
The movies, I look over at you and go, really?
Really? Really? You spent $10 to come into this, you know?
Really?
And you spent another $30 in the concession stand? Seriously? Yeah, so I don't like bringing you to movies that I don't think are going to be good.
I should not have gone with you to the next one you're going to talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about the next one there. But, The Possession, a Jewish twist to it, and a rabbi actually performed the exorcism, which was interesting. It was okay. I would give it 3 out of 5 stars, the way my stars work is, 5 stars, I would run over my own mother to see this movie. 4 stars is definitely buy on Blu-ray. 3 stars, it was pretty good. I'll probably get it on DVD, not worth the Blu-ray buy. 2 stars, meh. I saw it. I'm not happy I saw it. And, of course, the 1 star, because Netflix will not let you give something 0 stars. The 1 star is, what the fuck did I just watch? Seriously, what was that?
You want that?
Whoever wrote this,
back.
Whoever wrote this needs to be flogged. I really think that the NCAA or whatever the hell they are, Association of Motion Pictures, whatever the hell they are, I think they really need to punish bad screenwriting.
What are they going to do? Take
them
out?
Public
and flog
floggings,
them?
And that of course would mean everyone in the sci-fi channel, their creative development team, every one of them probably would have been beheaded by now.
Oh, God.
because they never come out with anything good. And when they do, they cancel it. Oh my god, we've got a hit! We don't know what to do with it! Cancel. Fuckers. Okay, moving on.
Yes.
The Devil Inside. The Devil Inside, we got from Netflix. It was the one based in Italy. The girl's mother had been possessed. And
yeah.
It was all right. It wasn't bad.
I forgot who starred in that.
Let me look it up real quick.
It was more interesting, if I remember right, because of who starred in it than anything else.
Really?
Oh, just wasn't
good acting.
Silence of the Lambs guy in it.
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins, he was in it.
No,
you're thinking of
a different movie.
Huh?
But yeah, The Devil Inside starred Isabella Rossellini. But now that you've mentioned that, it was The Right that you were thinking of.
Oh, okay.
The Right, well. And that was good. Because, of course, Anthony Hopkins is a kick-ass actor.
Oh, yeah.
He kicks ass.
Well, then I got them all confused, because that's the only thing I can remember.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of exorcism-type movies out. And, yeah. So, easy to get them confused, I think.
That one was good.
Yeah, the Right was good. Okay, so let's see here. What else we got in my notes here? Sinister. Sinister is one I saw without you because I didn't think it was going to be any good.
And?
I'd give it 3. It was okay. Not sure I'd buy it. It was slow. It was so slow. It's like, anytime now, guys. Anything, please. Anything. Oh, there we go. You know, just as I'm about to doze off. Just when I start dozing off, it gets interesting.
Oh, my God, that's bad.
My biggest thing with Sinister is the same thing I hate about most modern horror movies. I don't like the cheap scare. I don't like, you know, the movie build-up, music, boo! I hate that shit. And not because, oh my god, I'm scared. Oh, no, I'm not scared. That's the thing. It doesn't affect me anymore. I have been watching horror movies since I was 7 years old.
You're jaded.
I want to say jaded. Jaded means I don't like them. I'm desensitized to the quick, sudden scare. I hate that shit. It's cheap. It just means lack of creative vision as far as I'm concerned. And directors that use the cheap scare, again, the flogging. What's that? You had a guy jump out from behind a curtain? 20 lashes! Alright. Apartment 143. Apartment 143. Doesn't sound like a very good title. Probably not a very good title, but the movie was actually pretty good. It was about a family that moves into an apartment, and it is haunted by the previous owner, by the child of the previous owner, or something like that. Let me see here. Let me look it up real quick here. Hired by a family to investigate supernatural activity in their apartment, a paranormal research group finds themselves haunted by a malevolent force. Their investigation is derailed as some of the strange manifestations gradually become more violent. It's been a little while since I've seen this one. I actually think the team that goes in to investigate actually gives up and leaves.
Which one is that one?
It's called Apartment 123. Let's see. The subtitle here is Paranormal Activity in Just About Every Possible Way, But With Action.
I don't think I ever remember seeing that with you.
Yeah, I think it's one of those movies I've watched late at night after you've gone to bed. It was on Netflix. Matter of fact, it's showing that it's still in my instant queue. Mm. If you want to watch it, we can. I think it was all right.
All right.
Okay. Paranormal Activity 4. That was a sigh, ladies and gentlemen. That was a very, very disdainful sigh. Paranormal Activity 4.
Oh.
Should have stopped at 3. 3 wasn't that good. But at least it would have been a respectful stop to the series, to the franchise, I should say. I will read the review I left at Kithagore.org. Let me see here. Kithagore.org. Yeah. Let's see here. Paranormal Activity 4. Okay, this is the review I wrote for Paranormal Activity 4. In 2007, an independent film called Paranormal Activity went completely viral, prompting fans from all over the country to demand that it be shown in theaters, because it was only shown at an independent film festival. It wasn't the first movie in the found footage genre, but it made an impact. In 2010, a sequel was released, answering some questions left over from the first. It wasn't as good as Paranormal Activity 1, but well worth watching. As far as I'm concerned, it was good. In 2011, the franchise brought more answers to questions that we weren't even asking. The franchise kind of jumped the shark at this point and really should have been left well enough alone. Now we get to 2012. A boring, predictable snooze fest haunted our theaters. This latest installment in the Paranormal Activity franchise is surely the sequel that never should have happened. I found no scares, no thrills, and a sum of money missing from my wallet. I usually pick up movies just to complete the sequels, you know, just to complete the franchise. Not this time. Not happening. I have 1 and 2. I was kind of, you know, on the edge of buying 3. Maybe I might, you know, but I'm definitely not getting 4. Fuck them.
No.
If you buy the fourth one, you're just encouraging them to keep going.
You know, it's amazing that thing grossed $30 million in the first week.
Well, yeah, because 1 and 2 were good. 1 and 2 were good, and they were very creepy. You know, it's one of those things where my taste in horror is this. I don't want the cheap scare. I want the thing that's gonna keep you, keep a nightlight on. The movie that's going to make you look around corners going, oh, did that shadow move? You know, that's the kind of movie that Paranormal Activity 1 was.
I spent most of my time watching that movie in the background looking for shit to pop up, and there was nothing there. So why am I watching all this stuff?
You mean 4?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was nothing going on. There was a few little things here and there you could catch and go, oh, you know. But there was just really nothing. There was a lot of just watching the household evolve, people walk, you know.
It was slow. It was so boring. I almost started falling asleep.
There's no explanation why she's there, or the kid, or the other. You know, why are they there, and why are they picking on that? I mean, other than the, and why is the kid with them anyway? I'm not giving away anything. They'll have to, you know. But there's no explanation why he's there.
So, as far as I'm concerned, folks, don't go see Paranormal Activity 4. You'll just encourage them to make a 5. Please don't.
Weeping Angels are better. Watching Weeping Angels from Doctor Who is a hell of a lot better than watching Paranormal 4.
Don't blink.
At least there was a reason for that.
Yep.
But all yeah, right. I looked. I don't think I was. I don't think I jumped once.
No. I mean, they tried. They tried so hard to give us the cheap scare.
I didn't even flinch.
And nope. I didn't. I mean, the teenage girls behind us were more entertaining. No, because they were screaming.
Oh, yeah, they were screaming.
But after a while, even that was, really, girls? Really?
Really?
Were you honestly brought up on Disney?
Yeah.
I think The Little Mermaid had more carnage and bloodshed than this. All right.
Moving on.
Moving on. The last thing on my list. I mean, there's a lot. I watch horror movies constantly. Often, constantly, and usually alone. But the last one
Only because I don't like to suffer through the bad ones.
Right, so I kind of weed them out, and the ones that I think you'll be okay with, I leave on the instant queue.
And some of them you won't even let me watch.
Because they're that bad. Anyway,
like Centipede.
Oh, the God, the Human Centipede. I didn't even want
you
to put that on the list.
You did not want me to watch that.
It was, oh, God. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. As far as horror movies go, the Human Centipede was actually pretty fucking horrifying. And the aspect was, the concept of the Human Centipede, if it wasn't so damn funny, if it wasn't so goddamn funny, it would have been horrifying. It really would have.
You just got to get over the fact of what's going on.
Would you like to be surgically attached to someone else's ass? I wouldn't.
No.
But it's so fucking funny. Yes, Kalora is completely right. They made a sequel, and the sequel is better than the original.
Oh, my God.
This retarded guy becomes obsessed with the Human Centipede movie and decides to do it in real life. Oh, God. Like I said, though, if it wasn't so goddamn funny. Anyway, so the last thing on my list.
666.
There
what that
is
that?
Again.
Huh?
There's that thing again. Maybe we ought to take a music break.
Okay.
Maybe we ought to take a music break, find out what that noise is that keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back in the second hour, we are going to talk about a phenomenon that has happened. A phenomenon. And DVD giveaway. Are you ready for that, hon?
Sure.
All right. So we're going to be back at the top of the hour with more stuff. Thank you for watching Jeff the Silverwing Show. We'll be right back.
666.
We have returned. The last movie I had on my list to talk about, of course.
666.
The Devil's Carnival. Let's talk about The Devil's Carnival, shall we?
Okay.
Reunited. Most of the cast from Repo the Genetic Opera. You've heard us talking about Repo?
Yeah.
For
actually
a number of years
now. They actually did not want to use people from Repo. They wanted to use others, but the too many parts fit the people. So.
It fit. They fit. They enjoyed doing it. And they did it on the cheap.
Mm-hmm.
They did it because they believed in the project.
Yes.
And the Devil's Carnival was born.
Mm-hmm.
Or hatched. Spewed forth from the fires of hell itself!
There you go.
666.
Alright. Devil's Carnival. Just released the DVD. You've heard us talking about the Devil's Carnival for the last few months.
And now's your chance. You can actually watch it if you didn't get a chance to get out and experience it.
If you did not get a chance to see it in the theater during the tour, during the two tours, that is, you can now go out and see it. You can buy it at Hot Topic. Hot Topic is now carrying the DVDs. The Blu-rays had to be gotten online. I don't know if they have any left.
I think they probably still do.
They probably have a few left. But yeah, the Blu-rays can only be gotten at thedevilscarnival.com and follow the links there.
Or
what?
They can actually watch it on Netflix.
Well, I was going to say that. I thought you were bringing up an alternative for the Blu-ray.
No, just an alternative worth of watching.
Now, the Blu-rays, they only came out with 6,660 Blu-rays. And they're all individually numbered, hand-numbered, I might add.
By the ticket keeper.
By the ticket keeper, yes. The guy who says...
666.
And, yeah... We got number 690.
I would like to have 6,660, really.
You want the last one?
I want the last one.
Just because it has 666 in the number?
Yes.
I see. So, who got number 666? We don't know.
Nobody said anything. You would think the person that got it would be posting it all over the place. I got 666!
Yeah. Let me see here. At the Devil's Carnival group on Facebook, they do actually have a numbers list where people are putting down what numbers they got. Oh, good! They actually did alter the list. It was so goddamn long, every time anyone would go to alter the list, it would crash their freaking computers.
Wow.
Well, 6,000 lines.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, I tried doing ours several times.
Hmm.
And always crashed. So I am going to put ours in there now that they've taken out the blank numbers. Now they just want you to fill in what number you got. So we got number 690. 690. Matthew St. Gelain, that's me. And Pilgrim Jenna Silverwing. There we go. Save. No one has claimed 666 yet.
Maybe the devil took him.
The rumor is that perhaps Darren Bousman or Terrence Zadunich actually kept 666 for themselves.
Oh, you can't blame him.
Oh, I couldn't blame him. It would be really neat for someone to actually get it. Or, I don't know, maybe they'll have a contest and give it away or something.
I don't know.
That would be neat.
I would very much like to have the last one. I don't know why. I guess, you know, there's the very first one, the very last one, and the 666 is probably, you know.
I honestly think 666 is probably the most coveted of the numbers for the Blu-rays. I don't think anyone cares about having the first one. I don't think anyone cares about having the last one.
Really?
I think the number people want is number 666. I really do. I really do. You know, it's a great independent film. It's got great music. Oh, God, who was it? The music composer. They told this story during the tour. The music, the guy that was putting the music together, God, I can't think of his name, went to Darren Bousman and goes, "Do you know how difficult it is to score a music track where your main instrument is the tuba?" That's great. The tuba, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Well, we have been advertising for the last couple of days. We're going to be giving away... But wait a second. Let's see here. I am actually getting a thing here. There are 13 numbers with 3 sixes. Oh, yeah. So it'll be 666. Well, wait a minute. 666. It'll be 6,660. Okay, well.
I don't know.
It says here there are 13 numbers with 3 sixes. Oh, 1,666, 2,300. Okay, gotcha.
Ah.
All right.
So one of those would have been cool, too.
Yeah, I suppose that would have been neat. But I still say the 666 would have been the number. All right. We have been advertising for the last few days. I have a spare copy of the DVD. And I don't mean I opened up the Blu-ray and saw the spare DVD and we're going to give that away. No. I went to Hot Topic and I picked up the DVD. It's still wrapped. I'm sorry, the DVDs were not numbered. Only the Blu-rays were. So here's what's going to happen. I've been telling everyone to make sure you're following me on Twitter. And here's why. We're going to play Kiting Elquin. Anyone who listens to the Gentle Silverwing Show on a regular basis knows about Kiting Elquin. It's the 10 Questions of Doom. I ask Elquin 10 questions. The amount of right answers she gives is the magic number.
So, it's going to be a short list.
For example, if she gets 5 correct.
If.
5 is the magic number. Here's how we're doing a little different. Normally, I would have you send an in-game message to myself or Elgwyn, and number 5 would be the winner. Well, we're dealing with people who are not playing the game.
They should.
Although they should. EverQuest2.com, the game is free to play. Free to play, folks. EverQuest2.com. Okay,
we have cookies.
We have cookies and milk. And?
And?
We have Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
We can't beat Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
All right, so instead of sending Elkin or myself an in-game message, what we're going to do, we're doing this over Twitter. So the people in the Devil's Carnival group can participate. So let's go ahead and get on with the game. 10 questions. For example, if you get 5 right, then I will choose from my timeline tweet number 5. And I will have a phrase that you must tweet. And you must tweet this because it contains a hashtag, and that will allow me to see it on my timeline.
Okay.
Ready to go?
I guess.
You sure?
No.
You want to subject yourself to this again?
Yeah, I guess so. What else can I do?
All right, let's do it.
It's time for the 10 questions of doom!
666.
All right, here we go. The 10 questions of doom.
He wants food. Never mind.
Are you prepared?
I guess.
All right. I need a pencil. Hold on a second.
You need a pencil.
Matt was not prepared at all.
See how you are? You expect me to be prepared.
9, 10. Okay. Now you have a scorecard now. All right. Here we go. Question 1. In the Devil's Carnival, who sings Heaven's All Around?
Paul Sereno? Or God?
Correct. Sorry about that. I gotta move my stuff around here a little bit. Question 2. In Repo, the Genetic Opera, which character was noted for stealing faces?
Pavi?
Correct. Question 3. In House of 1,000 Corpses, what is Captain Spaulding?
A clown.
All right. Question 4. In Friday the 13th, who is the killer?
Jason.
Wrong. Wrong. All right. Question 5. What city is The Changeling set in? The Changeling with George C. Scott.
Seattle.
Correct. Number 6. What good guy doll goes on a murderous rampage in Child's Play?
You mean, what is his name?
Yes.
Well, it was Chucky, but that was the good guy's name. Okay.
Yes, that's what I was going for. All right. Who is Christine's love interest in Phantom of the Opera?
Raoul.
I'll accept it. I know you're hard with names.
Isn't it Raoul?
Raoul.
Raoul?
Raoul. There's no ool at the end.
Well,
just
it
Raoul.
Sounds like she's singing Raoul.
All right. In The Devil's Carnival, what character was played by Bill Moseley?
He was the magician.
Correct. I need harder questions. Alright. What home gaming machine is featured in Paranormal Activity 4?
It's the Xbox thingy with the
come on, what's it called?
Caption motion thing.
What's it called? What's it called?
It's the Xbox 360.
Oh, you're looking it up. I can tell. You're looking it up.
Xbox Live?
Wrong.
What are you trying to look up?
Never mind.
All right. And the last question. In the world of EverQuest and EverQuest 2, what is Mayong Mistmore?
What is Mayong Mistmore?
Yes.
He's a vampire.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions correct. That's kind of your average. That's kind of your average.
How many did I get?
8. You usually get 7 or 8. So that's not bad. You can't get a perfect 10, I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because I planned it that way. So there. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the show. Are you ready to tweet Jethel?
Get your fingers ready.
Get your fingers ready. I'm going to post this on my Facebook and on my Twitter, and I will also do it in the OGR channel. Just make sure I get that on my...
So they got to tweet you back this sentence?
Yes, I have a phrase that I'm going to tweet right now, and you must send it... And you must tweet me with this phrase.
Na 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 na.
There we go. And the phrase is, "Hail the Devil's Carnival with Jethel." The Devil's Carnival is a hashtag, and at Jethel. So, hail the Devil's Carnival with Jethel. So I am now going
with at Jethel.
At Jethel. So I am going to go to Twitter.
So it's hail, hashtag, the Devil's Carnival with at Jethel.
Yes.
Hashtag, Devil's Carnival is one word. At symbol, Jethel is one word.
Mm-hmm. I am watching my my Twitter account right now. It's the reason I had you do the at Jethel, so I can watch it. And I'm looking for number 8. While we're waiting for that, let's go over the questions. All right. Who sings Heavens All Around is Paul Sorvino. Who also plays God, yes.
Oh, did I probably screwed up his last name.
Sorvino. In the Devil's Carnival, who was noted for stealing faces? That would be Pavi Largo.
I did say Parvi, right?
Yeah, you said Parvi. It's actually Pavi.
Pavi
Largo.
Okay.
In House of a Thousand Corpses, Captain Spaulding was an evil clown. You said clown, that was close enough. Evil clown. What's the matter, kid? Don't you like clowns?
Don't they make you laugh?
Aren't we fucking funny?
Yeah.
There is no ice cream in your fucking future.
Tootie
fucking fruity. Tootie fucking fruity. All right, going on. The killer in Friday the 13th, which you got wrong, is Jason's mother.
Jason's mother?
We've gone over this before, hon.
It was Jason's mother?
It was Jason's mother who snapped.
Wow. Well, then I guess I need to watch it again, because...
You know what? The sad thing is we don't have it, but I'll pick it up.
Halloween? Or...
Friday the 13th. We have Halloween.
Oh, well, I get them all. Who's in Halloween?
That's Mike Myers. Michael Myers.
And then there's Jason.
Jason is in Friday the 13th is about Jason. But his mother was the person doing the killing in the first movie.
Okay.
In the subsequent sequels, they put Jason in there.
I always get those two mixed up between Mike Myers and Jason.
That's
okay. I guess because they're both wearing white masks. I don't know. Yeah. Freddy, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next.
Okay, let's see here. What city was the Changeling set in? Seattle. We also found out quite recently that The Ring was supposed to be based in Seattle. And was
well,
actually
Washington.
Well, yeah, well, they lived in Seattle. Okay. The good guy doll that goes on a murderous rampage in Child's Play is, of course, Chucky. Little foul-mouthed little doll. Christine's love interest in Phantom of the Opera was Raoul. In The Devil's Carnival, the character played by Bill Moseley was the magician who gets kind of left out.
I'm sure he's got a big part later on.
I hope so. I was kind of sad for him. I was sad for him.
He had some screen time. At least some.
I'm still waiting for 8 tweets. I'll post it again. I've almost got enough. There we go. I've almost got enough. What? So there was an error connecting to my account. What the fuck?
So what was the next question?
Whatever. All right, the next question. Da, 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 da. The home gaming system used in Paranormal Activity 4 was the Xbox Kinect. Kinect. They said it how many times in a movie?
I don't know.
All right.
I kind of tune out ad placements, okay?
That's okay. And in the world of EverQuest and EverQuest 2, Mae Young Mistmore is, of course, the vampire. The badass vampire, yes.
Too bad you never can do the whole thing of Tower of the Frozen Shadow because you get to learn the whole thing up there.
Oh, I know the whole story, hon.
Fine! I never got to do it before, so... I mean, we just go up and break up the wedding and... We never win anything.
You bastard.
Well, everybody wanted that diamond ring that dropped up there.
Yeah, true.
It wasn't a wedding unless you could go get your girlfriend the diamond wedding ring from Tower of Frozen Shadow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we have our 8th tweet. Let me see here.
You know, I'm getting... Somebody's saying that, actually, Kinect is not a gaming system. It's an accessory for the 360.
Well, I'm not...
360 is the gaming system.
Fine. You know, you always do this. You wait until I get a winner, and then you freaking start complaining
okay.
and want me to change the number.
I'm just telling you, I should have had that one. But that's
sorry, we're going with number 8. And the 8th person... I'll see. From the time that me and Online Gaming Radio tweeted, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, is Dakota Petzold? Dakota Petzold. So I will tweet back to her. I'm going to send a private message to Dakota Petzold and have her please send me email address. I mean, not email address. I'm going to need the actual address so I can send the,
Well, they can email you their address.
Right. Okay, send a direct message. Here we go. New message to... Matter Hatter. That's a cool name. A Matter Hatter.
Compared to the Mad Hatter, they're madder than the Hatter. So anyway, that was Romer. Romer.
What's that?
Sent me, Romer sent me that message telling me technically you were wrong.
Well, I'm Romer. Sorry. Technically I was wrong, but I already chose number 8.
It's fine. It's okay. It's just... Next time, guys, if he's wrong, jump on it. He always asks me questions. I have to go back to kiting Jethel. That's fun. I like to hear him scream.
What?
When we kite you, I always make you scream.
You don't cut me. Oh, and your daggers of doom.
No, when I'm kiting you.
Oh, kiting. I thought you said...
Questions. You scream.
You said cutting.
No, I said kiting.
Yeah, what the hell is this game? Cutting Jethel, God.
No, kiting Jethel.
Okay, so, yes.
Cutting Jethel would probably be a Rotonga game.
God.
I cut you, man. I cut you.
I cut you, man. What the hell, man? Tell the boy to shut up.
Shut up, boy.
I kill you. Alright. So let's take a music break.
Okay.
What the hell was I about to say here?
I don't know.
Why not? You're supposed to know these things.
I don't. I'm not a mind reader and you're too far away.
Okay, Dakota Petzold. I just sent you a direct message by way of Twitter. Actually, wait a minute. Is she on my Facebook as well? Let me see here.
I don't know.
Yes. Yes, she is. All right. I will send her a message in Facebook as well. I'm going to need... Dakota, I will need your home address so I can mail you your disc, and hopefully you'll get it before Halloween. Demon Kithacord, motherfucking org.
That, those of you that did not win, if you get a chance, watch The Devil's Carnival.
It is available on Netflix for streaming or on disc.
Because then after you watch it, you will be going to Hot Topic or to thedevilscarnival.com and ordering your own copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed, it is something you want to have.
Okay, so let's take a music break, and then we'll finish up the show. So we shall return, and when the show is over, if you're interested in listening, folks, I will be playing the entire Devil's Carnival soundtrack when the show is over. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Alrighty, we have returned. So congratulations again to Dakota for winning the DVD of The Devil's Carnival from the Jethel Sibling Show. Fantastic. Also, we need to congratulate Sirest for winning the Halloween DVD.
Excellent.
On the OGR channel here on the Antonia Bale server, EverQuest 2, Sirest has won the Halloween DVD. Do me a favor, Sirest, send me an in-game mail, not a message because I'll just lose it, in-game mail with your real-life mailing address so I can send you that DVD, and we'll send it out first thing in the morning. What the hell, I'm giving a runner-up. Listen in on the Antonia Bale server. If you're still there, let's hear who. Yeah, she's still listening. Listen in. Also, send me your information, and we'll send you some nice stuff from the swag box. We'll send you some stuff from the swag box. Sorry, I don't have another DVD to give you, but we'll send you some EQ2 stuff from the swag box. So go ahead and send me an in-game mail with your address so I can send that out. Alright, so, another show is upon us. Twilight is waning upon the show.
It is?
Well, tonight's show. You know what I say we do?
What?
I say we watch The Devil's Carnival when I get off this.
But okay.
It's only an hour long.
I know.
What do you think? Want to watch a good old Devil's Carnival?
Sure.
By the way, for those of you who did get the Blu-ray and you cannot find the singing contest, there's an Easter egg you have to find. It's an Easter egg. What's the fun in me telling you where it is? I'm just saying it's there on the Blu-ray. You just got to find it.
Not even going to give him a hint?
Not giving him a hint.
Really?
Not even giving him a freaking hint.
Oh my God.
However, if you belong to the Facebook group, Devil's Carnival Spoilers, they posted it there. But I'm not spoiling it. Alright, so. And in those singing contests, I do make an appearance. Yes, I have been immortalized on a Blu-ray movie. Can you believe it? Of course, the only problem is I'm only there for like half a second, if that. Maybe a quarter of a second. I'm sorry, I think I did better than that. I mean, okay, I'll just start by saying, just like
I did... They didn't even let you sing.
I know. Just like, you know, just like I posted on Facebook and Twitter last night when I found it. You know, I appreciate being immortalized on the Blu-ray. And I want to thank Darren Bousman and Terrence for selecting me to appear. It's a great honor, it really is. But honestly, I think with the performance that I submitted, I think I actually... I had more to offer that montage than just a quick clip of me doing the throat-slashing move. Oh, well. I think I had more to offer. That's all I'm saying. Matter of fact, I've received messages from a few other people that did actually appear in the... in the video, and they agree with me. Oh, well. You know what? My the video is on my YouTube page. If you want to see it, youtube.com/Jethel. And it's like the first thing that comes up. The Devil's Carnival Singing Contest. So do that, and there we go. So what else do we have to talk about this week? Perhaps the fact that we really want to decorate the house and all Halloween stuff, we just can't afford to do it.
A little of both.
A little of both?
Well, there's nobody to see it.
Well, that's true. That is a... Living where we do is a double-edged sword. We have all the privacy in the world, but no one comes to see us. Sometimes we don't want the privacy. I would like it if we had trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, because then we could really deck out the front.
Yeah, we could deck out the front. I could scare the shit out of some little kids. You know, that kind of thing. But where we live, where we do, and we have no neighbors. Well, we have one neighbor, but, you know, she's elderly, and I think I've seen her once in the last 5 years. Well, I was beginning to wonder if she was actually alive for a while there, but I saw her outside a few days ago. But, yeah. So, yeah, living where we do is a double-edged sword. Oh, well. All right. Well, yeah, there's a lot of stuff at the Spirit Halloween Shop that I would just love to get. But, like you said, there's no one to appreciate it. So, what can you do? What can you do? All right. Well, Darren Bousman just tweeted a picture. Boxes upon boxes upon boxes filled with movies. And the next,
wow.
And the next wave of orders is going out now.
Wave!
The next wave of orders is going out now. I don't know if those are the Blu-rays or they're just the DVDs that were going out. I'm not sure. All right. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Congratulations again to Dakota for winning the DVD of The Devil's Carnival. And, you know, I think that's it for this week.
Okay.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. As always, love y'all. And we're going to be playing the Devil's Carnival soundtrack here. That's going to go on for the next... looks like 50 minutes, something like that, if that. All right. Good night, everyone. I'll have the podcast up tomorrow sometime. Good night, Oakman.
Good night.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheese It Nibblebuns!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.